mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 it is already the 8th day of September 2004. Ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you. We have the American Spectator writer who was arrested for absolutely no reason by the police in New York coming on the broadcast. I'm also lining up a Pacifica reporter where they stole his video and audio tapes and then released him and laughed at him. And there were AP reporters, Reuters reporters, mainstream TV cameras. If anybody caught the cops beating some innocent person up, they'd beat them up and take them to jail. All part of the new freedom that I experienced in New York City. And I literally had to dig my heels in and act like it was a dog fight to not be arrested three times a day at least. I would just have to bug my eyes out and kind of pull a Obi-Wan Kenobi on them. You don't need to see my identification. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Over and over again, just to get them to leave us alone. I mean, just to, literally, it's like a dog-like mentality of if you act official and powerful, they back off. Just amazing. And again, that's an analogy, folks. I want the New York Times to say I think I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. Terrorists got orders from abroad, did not speak Chechen. Again, terrorists got orders from abroad, did not speak Chechen. Another headline, this out of the Irish Examiner. Local police may have helped terrorists plan Russian siege. Why is this the case in every case? It never ends, people. Another headline, police suspected of complicity in school siege. Oh, another one. Another one. Whether it's Columbine or Putin blowing up buildings or 9/11, it just never ends. There's another one. Local police may have helped terrorists plan Russian attack. Hurricane Ivan, speaking of Russian, threatens Caribbean islands. Man, what is going on with these hurricanes? I got a friend who's going scuba diving and this weekend down there. I guess this is going to rain on his parade. Hope it doesn't, but I guess there's more serious things in the world. Re-enter the Matrix. Multi-state anti-terrorism project regroups after early mishaps. The government always with TIPS or Matrix or Echelon or any of these programs, after heat develops against it, they claim it's canceled, then it comes back with expanded funding. It's a psychological warfare tactic they use. We'll get into that. Cheney warns against vote for Kerry. He says there will be a terror attack if he wins. Kind of like when he said on Meet the Press 2 years ago that if you continue to investigate 9/11, you will ensure larger terror attacks. Then he laughed and smiled. Kerry considered bill banning gun he waves. An article I never got to yesterday. He's waving the semi-auto shotgun, and Kerry would like to ban that shotgun. We have his bill that he introduced. And fanning the hysteria about Iran, NPR leads the charge to war. Saddam's generals working as U.S. military consultants. This out of AFP. Report, Bush short on guard duty, UPI. Bush bisexuality asserted in new scorching book. And this is what Sherman Skolnick's been claiming for a while, and now it comes up in Kitty Kelly's books that have turned out to be very accurate in the past. Yeah, Skull and Bones, my friends. I mean, we got the New York Post with them busting in the male porn stars to, quote, service the world leaders. I guess I'm not a Christian conservative because I don't bust in male porn stars. You got to worship Satan and bust in male porn stars to gay male porn stars to be a Christian. Well, I guess then I'm not the modern Christian. Hey, ask Arnold about all that stuff, posing for those type of magazines. He's been a member since 1986. I guess it's a prerequisite. We'll be back. I haven't even scratched the surface. Ultramassive broadcast. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm here. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. Coming up in the next segment, we'll start going to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We have several guests coming on today, reporters that were brutally arrested for absolutely no reason, left-leaning reporters, right-wing reporters, you name it, that's coming up. I also want to get into an article that I wrote with Paul Watson yesterday, because more attention's now coming out about all the drills that were being run on or around 9/11 of hijacked jets being flown into buildings and how that was used to confuse and have NORAD stand down. And I tell you what, let's go ahead and start with this now. War Games were cover for the operational execution of 9/11 by Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. For almost 3 years since 9/11, independent researchers have stockpiled individual smoking guns, which prove that the official version of events was not only a lie, but operationally impossible. However, no single smoking gun has yet been forwarded to explain why air defenses categorically reversed standard operating procedure and failed to respond to hijacked jet airliners until now. And again, we had the article over a year ago where Cheney was inside R and took control of things in order to stand down, but details remain classified. We have linked all that It is clear that at least five, if not six, training exercises were in operation in the days leading up to and on the morning of 9/11. This meant that NORAD radar screens showed as many as 22 hijacked airliners at the same time. NORAD had been briefed that there was part of an exercise drill, and that therefore normal reactive procedure was forestalled and delayed. The large numbers of blips on NORAD screens that displayed both real and drill hijacked planes explained why confused press reports emerged hours after the attack, stating that up to eight planes had been hijacked. You can click here for that article. The drill scenario also explains a comment made by air traffic control personnel, which was featured in July 2004 BBC television report. You can click there for the video of that report. The air traffic controller is told that a hijacked airliner is heading for New York and responds by saying, "Is this real world or the exercise?" Alex Jones was one of the first to highlight the war games in his documentary film Masters of Terror, released 2 years ago. And it says, click here to watch a video clip from that two-year-old film. Alex explains why the Associated Press later had to admit the fact that the CIA were running drills of crashing planes into buildings on the morning of 9/11. What were the drills called, and what was their nature? Number one was Operation Northern Vigilance. This was planned months in advance of 9/11 and ensured that on the morning of 9/11, jet fighters were removed from patrolling the U.S. East Coast and sent to Alaska and Canada, therefore reducing the amount of fighter planes available to protect the East Coast. Number two, Biowarfare Exercise Tripod 2. Now remember, first it was Kennedy, then it was Kenny. He was up there on 2 days after the attacks. On national television, we have that video clip, we have a link to that, where he says, well, we were there on September 10th, and we responded with the exercise that morning. And then the government denied that and said it's a conspiracy theory. Then Giuliani, a few months ago, before the commission, admitted it and said, oh, thank God, we were already out of the buildings and had it set up on the pier. So again, Biowarfare Exercise Tripod 2, Alex Jones first reported on this back in May when Rudolph Giuliani let the details of it slip in his testimony to the 9/11 Commission. FEMA arrived in New York on September 10th to set up a command post located at Pier 29 under the auspices of a biowarfare exercise scheduled for September 12th. This explains why Tom Kenny of FEMA's National Urban Search and Rescue Team told Dan Rather of CBS News that FEMA had arrived in New York on the night of September 10th. This was originally dismissed as a slip of the tongue. Giuliani was to use this post as the command post on 9/11 after he evacuated WTC Building 7. As reported back in January, Giuliani knew when to leave WTC 7 because he got an advance warning that the trade towers were about to collapse. That's ABC News. We have a clip of that. Here's the quote. We were operating out of there. We were told that the World Trade Center was going to collapse, Rudolph Giuliani told Peter Jennings of ABC News. How did Giuliani know that the towers were about to collapse when no steel building in history had previously collapsed from fire damage? Number three, Operation Vigilant Guardian. This exercise simulated hijacked planes in the northeastern sector and started to coincide with 9/11. Lieutenant Colonel Dwayne Dickens, NORAD's Unit Airborne Control and Warning Officer, was overseeing the exercise at 8:40 a.m. She took a call from Boston Center, which said it had a hijacked airliner. Her first words, as quoted by Newhouse News Service, were, "It must be part of the exercise. This is another example of how numerous drills on the morning of 9/11 deliberately distracted NORAD so that the real hijacked planes couldn't be intercepted in time." Continuing. Number four, Operation Northern Guardian. The details of this exercise are still scant, but it is considered to be part of Vigilant Guardian relating to simulating hijacked planes in the northeastern sector. Number five, Operation Vigilant Warrior. This was referred to in Richard Clark's book, Against All Enemies. It is thought to have been an attack component of the Vigilant Guardian exercise. Another example of how air defenses were purposefully kept preoccupied so they couldn't protect New York was reported by this website in December of 2003. The Air National Guard's 177th Fighter Wing, based in Atlantic City, International Airport, Pomona, were just 8 minutes away from New York and could have intercepted both Flight 11 and Flight 175. Under NORAD procedures that date to the Cold War, two F-16 fighters from the 177th were parked around the clock on Atlantic City runway. Pilots waited in a nearby building, ready to scramble. But on the morning of 9/11, the F-16s were performing bombing runs over an empty stretch of the Pine Barrens near Atlantic City after being decommissioned from their usual role of protecting the skies of the East Coast. And the article continues, my friends. It was only after both towers were hit that the two F-16s landed and were refitted with air-to-air missiles, then sent aloft. Now that we have established how NORAD were confused, delayed, and distracted by the numerous war games, the next question to ask is, who, if anyone, was aware of which planes were real world and which planes were exercised? The answer to this question will be provided us with the name of the individual who ran the operational execution of the 9/11 attack, Dick Cheney. As the attack unfolded, Dick Cheney was running a command bunker in what the Philadelphia News describes as the underground Pentagon. Site R, a highly secure complex of buildings inside Raven Rock Mountain near Blue Ridge Summit, PA, close to the Maryland-Pennsylvania state line and about 7 miles north of Camp David, is a 53-year-old facility conceived at the start of the Cold War as an alternative command center in the event of a nuclear war and an attack on Washington. The bunker is built into a mountain hillside and is virtually camouflaged to the naked eye. The location betrays itself by the vast gaggle of satellites, dishes, microwave towers, and antenna that festoon the perimeter. Inside the facility, there are computer-filled caverns of communication and tracking technology that would put a James Bond movie to shame. The entire facility is guarded by heavily armed military police. Within hours of 9/11 unfolding, five choppers had landed at the facility. Helipad and top officials such as Paul Wolfowitz were ushered in to join Cheney in the command bunker. Site R, also known as Raven Rock or the alternative Joint Communications Center, is from where is the place where Vice President Dick Cheney executed the 9/11 attack. Cheney's command superseded the orders of the Pentagon, the FAA, and the White House. He is the number one suspect in the mass murder of nearly 3,000 innocent people. In May of 2001, by presidential order, Cheney was handed direct control of all war game and drill operations. This meant he was solely in charge of the overlapping NORAD drills and war games on the morning of 9/11 that prevented standard operating procedure from being implemented and any of the hijacked planes being intercepted. The smoking guns of 9/11 are no longer disparate jigsaw pieces that serve just to raise more questions than they answer. We now have a coherent and plausible explanation of how the events unfolded. Why there was no air defense response and a prime suspect as to who executed these actions. The facts fit the version of events. The 9/11 truth movement has just taken a giant leap towards dismantling the lies of September 11th and finally offering justice for those who lost their lives on that terrible day. Now this is on PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Right now, it's full of links documenting every statement we make. Other than one, and I'm having trouble finding it, it was about a year and a half ago, ABC News reported, Cheney was in a command bunker that morning as things happened and took control of the situation and was in communication with NORAD and the other command bunkers, quote, the shadow government, and he ordered them to do something, but that remains classified, the transcripts of that. We need to find that article. I mean, I remember it was ABC News. But it was a regional ABC News article. We need to find that article. We need to post that in here as well. That's key. And I know all of you searching Google and other places can find it. I know it's in our archives, but it took us an hour or so to put this article together. I want to thank Paul Watson for doing a great job. We need to add that to this because no one can go read this article and not deny what happened. Let me boil it down. There was at least one drill on the morning of 9/11, executed at 8:30 in the morning, that the CIA was running, not out of Site R, but out of Langley, Virginia, of hijacked jets flying into landmarks in D.C. and New York. Now, what are the chances of that happening? And then that disproves their first lie that they never heard of such plans to fly planes into buildings. Well, we have the drill that went on 2 years before 9/11, or a year and a half. In November of 2000, where the Pentagon Protection Bureau did a drill of this. They had the drill 6 weeks before that ABC News reported on. We need to add those two to this article. But they never heard of such a plan. This is how NORAD stood down. It's just a drill. We have two separate air traffic controllers on the record saying they were ordered to stand down and that they thought it was a drill. We'll be right back with your calls, more news. Please stay with us. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you recognize any of these names? Jungle Joe, Spike, Burma Queen, Cher Ami, or G.I. Joe? If you guess they're all American heroes, you guessed right. But these heroes don't belong to any crack military commando unit. These true American heroes are American homing pigeons. That's right, registered pedigreed American homing pigeons. Although the homing pigeon no longer delivers life-saving messages on the battlefield, they are engaged throughout the world as thoroughbreds in exciting racing contests that have become one of the fastest-growing sporting trends in the nation. Who races pigeons? Anybody and everybody. There's no age limit to the excitement of pigeon racing. All it takes to get involved with this great sport is to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, toll-free, 800-755-ARPU. That's 800-755-ARPU. The American Racing Pigeon Union has clubs in every state in the U.S. For a great family sport and fun in your own backyard, call the ARPU today. 800-755-ARPU or visit pigeons.org on the World Wide Web.
About to go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get into terrorists got orders from abroad, did not speak Chechen. Another headline, Scottish newspapers, Irish Examiner. Local police may have helped terrorists plan Russian siege. Police suspected a complicity in school siege. It goes on and on as new developments come out there. The Matrix system is back with a vengeance. Hurricane Ivan, we'll get into that. Cheney warns against vote for Kerry. Kerry's out waving guns that he would ban. We'll also get into even so-called liberal media like NPR calling for invading Iran, Saddam's generals working as U.S. military consultants, Kitty Kelly's new book, Bush's Bisexuality Asserted, all part of the Christian conservatism, folks. That's all coming up, only the tip of the iceberg. Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? I'm currently the Secretary of the Reform Party in Pennsylvania. I'm a long-time listener to your show. I've only been on there about twice. I hear a lot about all the September 11 crashes, particularly in New York, but we don't hear too much about the one that happened right here in Pennsylvania, which was about 15 miles from Jennerstown in Somerset County.
Well, it's admitted that Flight 93 was shot down.
Yes, yes. That's what I want to get to now. Flight 93 crashed here. The day of the crash, the plane flew directly up from my house. There were people working on a turnpike tower, which is about 100 feet from my house. They're on top of the tower, and they saw the plane fly directly over the tower. It was going up and down and tilting left and right. You know, as if maybe there's a struggle going on or what, I don't know. But I got all that on tape. Well, at least I got the interview of the workers on tape, and the FBI came to my house and picked that up about 5 months after 9/11. Interestingly enough,
hey, you didn't give them the original, did you?
No, I have copies.
Oh, good. I'd like you to send me a copy of that.
Yeah, of course I have copies. Yeah, I'll send you one there, Alex. One of my friends was at a gas station here, right about 3 hours after the plane crashed. There was an old man at the gas station that told him that, he looked, you know, in the sky while this plane was coming down. Well, you know, maybe right before it was coming down, was on the flight path. And he saw another plane, or an odd, you know, I don't know if it was a copter or a plane, but it was a flying object way above, way 93. And, then, you know, nobody saw a missile or anything come towards the plane, but he did see, you know, something following it.
Well, sir, deputy police, state police, did see F-16s and did see an explosion, and the debris field was 8 miles long.
Yeah, that's another thing. The engines were supposedly found a mile or so from the main wreckage.
Yeah, and we've seen photos of them obviously blown into pieces, mushroomed. That's what a missile does to them. Engines don't just fall off 8 miles away if the plane crashes into the ground.
Well, interestingly enough, the FBI came, I think about 8 months. They sent one agent out here to my house to get the videotape, the interviews. And the agent asked me what I felt about the whole ordeal, and I just let him have it. I told him about the New World Order and you know, the government possibly being behind these things. And he said, listen to me, and interestingly enough, he said that there may be people within the organization that think the same way that I do. And he gave me a job reference, because I do have a degree in criminology, in case I want to come down and apply for the FBI, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people in the FBI, and half of New Yorkers believe the government was behind it, Zogby poll. And so that goes to show that a lot of the FBI agents who aren't stupid and who know evidence when they see it, know that the official story is a complete fraud.
Yeah, that's definitely a really good thing.
And, so he gave you a job reference when you told him about the New World Order and said that you thought the government was behind it.
Yeah, exactly. I had a feeling that one day maybe mysteriously Agent Brady would disappear if I took that job. So, who knows?
But, no, I mean, if he did that, he was probably a good guy.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, just assessing those statements, and I wasn't there, but assessing those statements, that doesn't sound like a setup to me.
No, no.
Because good FBI and good law enforcement are always trying to recruit other good people, just like the bad ones are always trying to recruit other bad ones.
Of course, yeah. Let's hope that's a reality, because we need people in there that are waking up to what's going on here.
Well, don't think for a minute that FBI on the ground didn't find out the real story of Flight 93. Hey, I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Eric in Connecticut and others, will get to you when we get back and get into more news. 1-800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday edition. It is the 8th day of September.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, more of your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes on this live Wednesday edition at 1-800-259-9231. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Any issue you want to talk about? Passing the 1,000 mark of troops being killed, plus 500 plus of the contractors, the mercenaries in Iraq. New developments on the Russian school situation, that tragedy. Just a bunch of key news that's coming up. Kitty Kelly's new book, talking about Bush's bisexuality. I guess, you know, Bohemian Grove, folks. You got to worship Moloch and be into that stuff to be a Christian conservative, the new Christian conservatives. I guess that makes me evil then, because I'm not for all that. But that's coming up as well. But I wanted to make a few key announcements here before we go any further. Number one, it's time to get prepared mentally, psychologically, spiritually. You need firearms to protect yourself. If there's a breakdown of society, which could happen very easily by design to bring in martial law. You need water filters. You need storable foods. And boy, if you need storable foods, we've got the place. I've gotten a year's supply from these folks. You can get a great deal from them. It's incredibly high-quality food. Ready Reserve Foods has gained the reputation of providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the United States, over 30 years old. Food units need no refrigeration because they are nitrogen-packed, which vastly extends their shelf life. The food units are compact and can be customized to fit your individual needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for half price by calling 800-453-2202 or visit them on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. If you have been procrastinating because you don't know where to begin, call Ready Reserve Foods and ask for their free emergency preparedness checklist. It's a catalog. Or call now and get a deluxe 3-month food supply of nitrogen-packed storable food for half price for only $2.49 by calling 800-453-2202 or go to ReadyReserveFoods.com. It is Antonio One, the Alex Jones special, so 800-453-2202. And then on top of that, my friends, my new film, American Dictators, is out. I mean, it's got Gary Busey in it. It's got Lord Bush in it. We expose Kerry and the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove connection, how they're cousins. We interview Ralph Nader. We go around and expose the police state. It's an amazing new video, 90 minutes long, 1995, American Dictators, available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Or you can call toll-free to get American Dictators or any of the other videos I produce, or other videos I carry, my 9/11 films, Eric Hufschmidt's 9/11 films, George Humphrey's 9/11 films, the best 9/11 films out there, bar none, that cover the stuff we can truly document and that'll really wake people up. Toll-free number to get any of my videos or the other videos. Ask about discounts on multiple orders. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. And we ship it out to you UPS, which is a little more expensive than USPS, but it gets to you a lot quicker. And it's like 50 cents more to get a second video, another 50 cents to get three videos. So it's, you know, $7 for shipping for one, because it's like $5 to $6 just for us in the shipping, and then $1 to pay people to ship it. It's a lot cheaper per capita when you get more videos. Plus, when you get three or more of my videos, you get an $18 discount. You get an $18 discount on three tapes, $24 discount on four tapes, and so on and so forth. So 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action and get the films today. And the other thing I wanted to plug, and I'm trying to find my press release here, it's in this giant stack of news articles, is a meeting tonight in Austin, Texas. And I want to warn you, all over the country, private individual radio stations that carry real conservative or libertarian programming are being bought up. Access television is being shut down all over the nation as we speak. It is thoroughly disgusting to watch this happen. And tonight in Austin, Texas, there's a key meeting of the Telecommunications Commission, that's the city council, three city council members, and the Austin Music Commission that want to take over free speech of Access TV openly and not allow criticism of politics, criticism of anything, criticism of different religions. It will end the birthplace of Access Television. This is the key meeting. I want to thank all of you that have come out to other meetings. This is the big one, and that is at 6:30 tonight. It's on Barton Springs Road, right behind Threadgills. It's One Texas Center, 505 One Texas Center, big old 12, 15-story, I don't know how many stories it is. It's a big city building. Right behind it, right behind Threadgills, on Barton Springs Road. And, again, I'm trying to find my press release on that. It's on InfoWars.com. If you want to go to the site, it says Key Free Speech Fight Coming Up, ACTV. And you can get directions and read about the different things they're doing. And I did just find it. Again, lovers of free speech, it is imperative that you attend this Wednesday night's meeting. It will be a joint meeting between City's Telecommunications Commission and the Austin Music Commission. They are going to try to certify a plan to take over Access Television at this confab. And it's a joint meeting again, and it's tonight, September 8th at 6:30 p.m. at One Texas Center, 505 Barton Springs Road, room 325. So just there on the on Barton Springs Road, right down by Congress, you can't miss it. It's a big old building and says One Texas Center on it. It's room 325. Be there probably about 6:20 or so to sign up to speak or to sign up to give me your 3 minutes of time. Because I only get 3 minutes of time unless you give me some of your time, then I can get a maximum of 15 minutes. There'll be other key speakers there that I suggest you give your time if you don't want to speak. But there's a, it's very important for you to be there. The newspapers will be there. And finally, the newspaper last week, The Statesman, admitted it is a takeover to free speech. And the director of Access TV admitted they were going to have to change the bylaws and the contract with the city to do this. This is the birthplace of Access TV, and I want to thank our national and international audience for putting up with this local issue week after week, but it's something that affects everyone everywhere. All right, let's go to Eric in Connecticut and others, then I'll go back into all of this news. Eric, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I'm glad that you're safe and back from New York. Before I got into my main subject, I wanted to commend you for your work in the Big Apple. I wanted to also ask you, did you do an interview recently with John DeCamp, the former senator from Nebraska? I know you did an interview with him about
yes.
the Franklin cover-up. I don't know how recent it was or when it was.
We found a transcript of it posted on a website. Last time I interviewed him was about a year ago, but we recently, in the last month, posted that interview with him.
Okay. The reason I mention this, Alex, is because I feel that this issue dovetails almost perfectly with this recent attack in Russia. A lot of people aren't really aware, more people are becoming aware, but not enough are aware of the level of kidnappings, murder, child sacrifices, satanic ritual that goes on in the highest levels of our nation. This was borne out by the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, by John DeCamp. He's a former senator from Nebraska. He was involved with the investigation of the Franklin cover-up, which involved the governor at the time of Nebraska, Bob Kerry. And it's important that people realize that this scandal of child abuse, sexual abuse, and all the rest of it went up to the highest levels of our government. This is borne out by numerous interviews that Mr. DeCamp conducted, other individuals involved with his efforts, and Cardori, a gentleman named Cardori, was murdered in a plane crash. He was getting statements from the
victims. Let me just stop you, because what you're saying is accurate. Let me give folks some background. Senator John DeCamp had been the head of the Republican Party in Nebraska, state senator, and they raided the police, because of corruption, raided the savings and loan in Lincoln, and in it found all these videos and photos of horrible things happening to small children and young boys. And then the FBI swooped in and grabbed it, and the Republican Party in Nebraska said, John, who was a big Vietnam veteran, former CIA guy in Vietnam, they said, Mr. DeCamp, we want to hire you to go in and basically investigate this and kind of whitewash it. Well, then he found out all this stuff was true, that the children told him about places. This is before this was even in the news, with a big owl and big redwood trees and children having their heads blown off and just all this horrible stuff. And then his state investigator called him, was with his son, had his own plane. He was in Chicago. He goes, I've got the evidence. We can burn them all. This goes to the highest levels. His plane blew up in the air, flying back to Lincoln, Nebraska.
He was with his son, if I remember.
Yeah, he was with his son. That's what I'm saying about Mr. DeCamp's investigator. Then other people died, and he then went to other states, investigators, talked to other police who'd uncovered similar connections to this, and it's so horrific. But on PrisonPlanet.com, we have a giant section, Elite Sex Rings, about the kidnapping of women and children. Hundreds of mainstream articles, BBC, Reuters, AP, hundreds of women's dead bodies dug up, children's dead bodies dug up, royalty of Europe connected to it, dead children found on their property, the heads of media, the heads of banking. This is how they bind them to the cult to make sure they've got dirt on them and to basically get their souls. And again, Then we've got the New York Post about top gay porn stars shipped to Bohemian Grove to, quote, service them. That was a few months ago. Articles 15 years old out of, you know, Parade Magazine and Spy Magazine about the male prostitutes being bussed in. You know, all of this, just this debauchery that we can confirm. We can confirm that. And then now there's all of this, and then DynCorp gets caught in 2000, shipping out 200,000 women and children who were kidnapped. They get convicted of it. We have all those mainstream articles. Then DynCorp's the big company getting the contracts in Iraq. You're absolutely right, sir. And this is big. And by the way, John DeCamp, for years, has been putting out updated versions of his book, giving speeches, doing hundreds of radio interviews, made a documentary about it. And one Virginia TV station about 8 years ago called him a liar. And he sued them for $1.4 million and won.
That's right.
So people need to understand, this is a guy who was mainstream, didn't believe in this stuff, found out about it, had his investigators killed, and he wrote a book exposing it, naming names, and somebody in a news a TV station said he was a liar. He sued them and won.
Alex.
So this has been also documented in court. And yes, it's horrible. It's hard to believe, but it's what's going on.
One last thing, Alex. There was going to be a Discovery Channel documentary on this in 1994.
Yeah, I've aired that video here locally in Austin.
I think it would be great if you could air the interview again with John DeCamp. My point is, when these leaders talk about the children and their sympathy for the children and how it's so bad that what happened to these children, it's basically as phony as Harlot's tears. Because
thanks for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. Chad in Missouri. Chad, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chad.
I was kind of weird at what he was talking about. Is exactly what I was going to ask about John DeCamp. I had that interview that you did with him and on my laptop, and my laptop fried, and I've been trying to find his book all over that. I'm a truck driver, and I've stopped at all kinds of bookstores trying to find it, and I'd like to see if you had his number or a way to get his book.
Yeah, on the spot, I don't have his number for you, but I believe
on the website.
Yeah. The transcript will have his address and information on it.
Okay. And I was also going to ask you about possibility of, if you've ever talked to the satellite radio to try to get on there.
We have done that, and those negotiations have been going on in perpetuity for the last few years, and we're a little bit too edgy for the satellite people.
Imagine that, huh?
Yeah, imagine that.
All right, well, it's just kind of been going crazy out here driving a truck trying to find your show on there.
Sir, try Amazon. I know it's on Amazon.
Amazon, what's that?
Yeah, it's the big online bookstore.
No, I'm talking about your show as far as, being out on the road, not being able to hear your show anymore. So I used to listen to it, streamlined on the Internet.
Oh, and now you're a truck driver. Well, get yourself a shortwave.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Get yourself a shortwave radio. It comes in pretty good almost all over the country. We're on WWCR, 9.475 during the day, 3210 at night.
Okay, I appreciate it, Alex.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Let's talk to Daryl. Daryl, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say a few words about your three best videos, which I also feel are the three best videos available to the Patriot community: 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And all of your videos, especially The Masters of Terror, they show the connection to the past of Nero burning Rome and Hitler with the Reichstag, showing that governments do indeed sponsor and carry out terrorism to promote their own agenda. So I just urge everybody, if they don't have those videos, pick up all three, and you'll save some money by buying three of them. And I'm anxiously awaiting your latest video, American Dictators, which I'm sure is going to be another great one. I ordered that the 27th of August, and I'd like to encourage you, Alex, to put a very high priority on your upcoming video that will contain the film footage from your recent visit into the belly of the high-tech police state on steroids in New York City. And lastly, I'd like most sincerely to thank you and Violet, Paul Watson, and all the technicians that help you on those videos for your great videos and for your great websites that contain a ton of information like InfoWars.com, Prison Planet TV, and PrisonPlanet.com. I just urge everyone to go up and look on those websites, print off articles, and just take advantage of the great info resources that you got there, Alex. So God bless you, and thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Daryl. I appreciate the call. And, yeah, what happened is we got a lot more orders for this video than I thought we would, and we had a pre-order, and then we started offering it, and then it sold out immediately, and we just got in another shipment, so your deal should be in the mail. Normally you get something in 4 or 5 days when you order it from us, a day or two to process and 3 days to get to your UPS ground. So that's probably on its way to you, sir. But we did run out of those unexpectedly. All right, we will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll go to more calls and more news. We got a guest coming up as well. 1-800-259-9231, and I appreciate all the kind comments. And, yeah, truth is stranger than fiction. The globalists are pure evil. We'll also get into the Russian school situation. New developments came out documenting our suspicions.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
McComber of the American Spectator magazine, very conservative, will be joining us. He was arrested for no reason at the convention, just documenting what we went through. And by the grace of God, we were not arrested, though we were detained several times and interrogated. But he was arrested for quite a while and did go to the camp. So we'll get an inside view from the camp, the Freedom Center, after he was captured in the freedom fencing, as they were calling it. But let's go back to the calls, as promised. Hank, where are you calling us from today?
San Antonio.
Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you. Alex, this thing about 9/11 and the NORAD standing down because it was a drill was scheduled. I'm wondering why would they stand down? Because they were trying to figure out how to actually attack these buildings.
Yeah, we have the central FAA system that's controlled by the Pentagon. Yep. On the record mainstream going, we thought it was a drill. We have another air traffic controller in BBC saying we thought it was a drill. Then we have at least two separate drills that morning. The big one we first learned of 2+ years ago, where the CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon. That was used. People thought it was, until the first plane hit, they thought it was a drill. Okay, Dick Cheney was in control of all this.
But Alex, if it was a drill, shouldn't they have launched planes to try to intercept these practice attackers?
Well, this was a simulation drill, and most of the jets were in Canada and Alaska and other areas on another drill, which was a on the ground in the air drill.
It sounds like a weak excuse to me.
Well, these are right off the government's own websites. I mean, this is admitted. I mean, isn't that obvious? Well, number one, they said no one had ever heard of planes to hijack jets and climb into buildings. Then we had all the articles from 95, 96, 98, 99, 2000 of missiles on top the Genoa, Italy Economic Summit in 2001, of articles about Al Qaeda plans to fly planes in the World Trade Center, Pentagon, CIA, Capitol. But Condoleezza Rice and Bush, we never heard of such a plan. We're not going to give you our memos. So that proves they're liars right there at that point. Then what's the chances of a drill with the exact same targets being targeted at the very same time? Give me a break, folks.
Well, I would have thought that were they planning a drill, that they would have been on top of the situation because they were preparing for the drill. And they would
have been
right there.
But Dick Cheney was in control of the drill.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand it.
But, I mean, what police officer, what FBI agent, what NSA individual out there listening can deny those facts? I mean, I challenge them. This is the facts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing a great job, Alex, and we're enjoying having you on little radio here in San Antonio. Maybe we'll get some more going.
All right. God bless you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Rich in Colorado. Go ahead, Rich.
Hi, Alex. This is Rich. Thank you. I've been awakened last about March or so in terms of 9/11 and all that. And I was wondering, have you seen the ROKKE interview? It's a interview clip given by a Total Information Analyst. And basically, they were talking to an expert on depleted uranium, and they off-camera supposedly, but it was actually taped, they asked the question, was there depleted uranium found at the Pentagon? The doctor anonymously didn't want to reply, but then said, turn the camera off. He then replied, yes, there was depleted uranium found at the Pentagon.
No, I've seen that interview. That's about 4 months old, and it's amazing.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure that you knew about that. And,
yeah, do me a favor, though. Send me that link again. We might even air that audio to tips at InfoWars.com.
And what's your thinking on this Crossing the Rubicon book coming out? Mike Rupert?
I think it's great from what I hear. I'm glad Rupert's focusing in on the drills. He's a good writer, and I'm glad more folks are focusing on that. We've been focused on it for 2 years. We'll be back.